Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus, which is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome to Horny Music. We play songs with horns in, brass, sax, the like. I'm your host, Stan. The theme this week is two-tone ska. We'll start with A Message to You, Rudy by The Specials. That was A Message to You, Rudy, by The Specials. I played that this morning in the kitchen, and both of my housemates, well, my girlfriend who lets me live with her, and her housemate, shout out to Ellie and Jesse, came rushing into the kitchen, bleary-eyed, asking what was going on, because I was playing it quite loud. And then within 5 minutes, we were all dancing, because the music is good. Theme this week, two-tone ska, arose in sort of, in the UK, in Coventry, I think, and flourished in the UK. It was, a lot of it was sort of redone covers of old ska tracks that made them, that revitalized them. Late 1970s. And The Specials were a really big part of that. The Specials keyboard player, Jerry Dammers, coined the term two-tone and founded the record label Two Tone Records in 79. And almost any band that was considered part of the genre played on the record at some point. So that's defining a lot of what we're playing today. We'll also be playing some older ska to give you a bit of an idea of where Two Tone came from. And then one track that is very recent and a bit wacky and I love. I love that last track, actually. I just need to go over. I think I listened to that in the kitchen when I was a baby. Wee Bab. Love the horns are so nice. In fact, it's a cover of another song, which is called Rudy, A Message to You. They just flipped it around. and the trombone player on the Specials track also played on the original one, which is pretty cool. Can't remember what that is yet. We're going to play some more music. This is Bad Manners. I've got a great anecdote about Bad Manners coming up after the track, but this is Special Brew. That was Special Brew by Bad Manners. We'll be coming back to the specials later, but I've got some good stories about Bad Manners. It starts with my dad walking the dog in the park in Raleigh Park near Leeds, which is in the north of England, and bumping into someone with a dog that looked like our dog and starting a conversation with him and then becoming dog walking friends. Very cute, very sweet. Would often bump into each other and chat. And this guy, I can't remember his name, so I'm sorry to this guy, because he's really nice. I like him. Haven't seen him for years. He set up and ran the Leeds Scar and Mod Festival. That was his job. He was a festival manager and event organizer. And in 2019, we love a bit of nepotism. And it's not a particularly beneficial. It was a one-off thing, but I worked backstage at the Scar and Mod Festival for a day, got 100 quid. Which when I was, what was that, 6 years ago? So I was 16. So I was very pleased with making that money. But it was really cool. I hadn't been backstage before. It was in the main square in Leeds, which is called Millennium Square. And Millennium Square is usually just open to the public to walk through, and there is a big screen. And but when they set it up for stages and stuff, what I didn't know is that there's a whole underground bit where all of the green rooms and all the stuff goes on, which was really cool. So I got to explore underneath my city for the first time. And Bad Manners were playing. Bad Manners are quite well known among a certain scene. They've been going for a while now, I think. They were most popular during the early 80s. And yeah, still played to this day. They started in 1978. And they were fronted by a man, they still are, called Buster Bloodvessel, who's named after, I think, the bus driver in the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour. And this is this old, crazy-looking, bald white dude. And he was mental. He was absolutely mental. And before Bad Manners went on, I think I've got a list somewhere that I texted my mum at the time. Their rider, they wanted so much alcohol. And I'd never seen, there's only like 6 or 7 of them. And between the 6 or 7 of them, I'm pretty sure they had 100 bottles of beer, minimum. I think it was more. They were sending people out for more alcohol throughout this, by the way. They would complain that it wasn't enough. So they had 100 bottles of beer, found the list, about 20, 30 bottles of cider, 4 large bottles of vodka, 2 bottles of rum, I think a couple bottles of wine. I was 16. I mean, UK drinking culture is more entrenched than in Canada, but I'd still never seen anyone drink this much and still be standing, let alone perform. And they necked all of it, and then went on stage, and Buster Bloodvessel was like slightly incoherent and very bright red, but also had like this insane stage presence. It was amazing. He was yelling, sticking his tongue out, but was just commanding the crowd, and they loved him. A lot of people there will have been traveling around the country. All of the Scar and Mob people, the Rockers, and it was just a great gig. It was awesome. So that's my anecdote. I think about that when I listen to Bad Manners, who are pretty cool. And we're moving on to Madness, who played, I think, only had a very small stint on Two Tone Records, but they count, and they also really helped to popularize Two Tone Ska. Had a lot of political... Two Tone Ska was very political. In fact, the specials and... Specials especially were a band that had black and white people in it, which at the time wasn't very common, and they made a big point to, they wrote songs about, well, basically this was around Margaret Thatcher's era, and they were very anti-racist. A lot of their songs and their advertising and their messaging was very like explicitly anti-racist. And Bad Manners and Madness, I think Bad Manners less so, I played into that. I'm going to get back to you after this track because it's a nice one and I've just been talking for a while, but this is Night Boat to Cairo by Madness. We'll be right back. This Is and Was Nightboat to Cairo by Madness. Nice track. Weird. Well, I was just reading the Wikipedia page for the track. It was originally an instrumental, and then Suggs, who is one of the co-writer, describes it as, or then wrote lyrics for it, and I like what he calls how he describes the song, so I'll read this out for you. He's described it as miles of introduction, a couple of verses, then miles of instrumental, no chorus, and the title isn't even mentioned apart from me shouting it at the beginning. It's an atmosphere with great music and words. Of course, it is a song, but not a traditional one. Thanks, Suggs. I like the description. We're moving on to more very explicit two-tone, another band that was on the label. These guys were called the English Beat in America, but to us English people, they were actually called that when they toured. But it's just The Beat, and this is Mirror in the Bathroom.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
And we're back. The song we heard just before this, Mirror in the Bathroom by The Beat, is a banger. Really like it. Reached number 4 in the UK singles chart. I don't think it made its way over here in the same way. And there's a lovely segue that I've just found. So The Beat formed in Birmingham, which is where I go to university when I'm not on exchange at UBC, in 78, which was during a period of high unemployment and social upheaval, which is pretty accurate. That is what was happening. One of their members is the Jamaican saxophonist Saxa, who had also played saxophone with Prince Buster, Laurel Aitken, and Desmond Dekker in the first wave of ska, which brings us very nicely to a song by Desmond Dekker from the first age of ska. This is 007 Shantytown by Desmond Dekker and the Aces. That was 007 Shantytown by Desmond Dekker and the Aces with a lovely segue beforehand. No segue here, back to the specials. The way I heard this track first was actually Amy Winehouse's cover of it on her album Back to Black. And I'd heard that many times before I heard this one, despite a message to Rudy being around the same time. But this is the original, I think. And if I remember from what I was reading earlier, whoever wrote this kind of earned a permanent spot on the specials. On he was touring with the specials, earned a permanent spot. When they entered the song, they started playing this song. This is Monkey Man by the Specials.
This one is for all the bouncers. Big, big Monkey Man.
That is such a good song. That is a cover of the Toots and the Maytals. You can't talk specials without talking politics and political history. Everything they were about, it was incredibly political. The next track gives me a really good excuse to go into that a bit more. Into UK politics, which many listeners might not know as much about. I grew up with my mum ingraining within me a deep hatred for Margaret Thatcher. Having not lived during her time, but you know, in the country that she damaged. The next track's Ghost Town, and it's kind of the anthem of like Thatcher era disillusionment. It came out in 1981 as riots were erupting across England in like Brixton, Toxteth, Mossside. It hit number one the same week. The riots were over police brutality, racism, and unemployment. There was loads of urban decay and like mass job losses. The specials were from working class post-industrial Coventry, which is like where my grandpa partly grew up. Shout out to my grandpa if he's listening. And like this, I mentioned before, the specials were a multiracial band, and that was by design. It was a stance in the face of like rising support for the far right National Front. Whereas Thatcher made speeches implying Britain was being swamped by immigrants and fanned racial tension. She sucked. But another episode will definitely be focusing on brass bands, and maybe specifically colliery brass bands formed by miners. The mining strikes were a huge deal in the UK, especially in the north, where sort of wealth was taken away from. And Thatcher closed loads of state-owned industries, steel and coal and shipbuilding, which led to mass layoffs. And this was all happening around the time that Two Tone Ska was happening. This is kind of what it was in relation to. It was how what the songs were about, what the people were fighting for. Scar was very political. Anyway, Ghost Town is the next track that we're playing. Here we go. This is Ghost Town by The Specials. That was Ghost Town by The Specials. We've got Seth in the studio. If you haven't listened to Album Club on Mondays at 11 a.m, I strongly urge you to do so. It's a great show. It's a great listen. My favorite part of the show is there's about 12,000 records in the CITR archives, and he randomly generates a number and goes and finds that. But the most recent episode, you could hear him. You can hear the fact that he'd sprinted around the corner to go and retrieve one, and I really enjoy the physical aspect of the radio. Speaking of the archives, at 6 p.m. today, what's the show called?
I think it's just the CITR Archives show.
The CIT Archives show is on, and talking about the history of CITR and Discorder, which is really interesting. I remember when I first got here, finding out how far back CITR went. It's like the early 1900s it started, which is crazy. But my friend Michael does that show, and it's a great listen. Definitely go and listen. The show today is kind of two-tone ska from the 80s in the UK, but I like giving people a sort of idea of what came before and after. And so we had Desmond Dekker, which was like first wave ska, with the Shantytown 007. And now we're going to something which I found really recently, and I can't remember who it was from, but someone sent me it, and I was like, this is weird, but I really like it. The band is called Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, which is a cool name in and of itself. It was formed in 85, but it doesn't sound like anything I've been playing so far, but it does. You can feel the ska influence. It's very, it's a tight, brassy wall of sound. It's lovely. Barry Sax, trombone and trumpet. It's got like big band, which I've mentioned on a previous episode what that means, but it's just like a, I'll go over that later. But ska pacing, it's really nice. And then this song is weird, but I love it. And the tune, the melody always sticks in my head. This is Almighty by the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra.
Yeah.
That was something a bit different. I hope you liked. That was Almighty by the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's R-I-D-E-O-N Bike Shop. See you there!
Harmonic Hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
And we're back. Another more modern track, but it's nice to play some more Canadian music. Bedouin Soundclash. I can't remember if I've given my personal anecdote about these guys before. Maybe I'll save it. I'll decide what I'll do it afterwards. But their Sounding Mosaic, their album from, I think, like 2001? 2004, actually. Year after I was born. It's fantastic. When the Night Feels My Song went big in Canada, which I didn't know until I got here. But this one didn't go as big. This is kind of ska reggae. This is Gyasi Went Home by Bedouin Soundclash. That was Gyasi Went Home by Bedouin Soundclash. If you're a regular listener of the show, you'll know we have trouble with a particularly persistent individual who keeps trespassing on our property with a song that doesn't fit the week's theme. Last week, we erected a fence to stop him, but he climbed it. We've doubled the height now, and that should keep him... What? Oh, no. Oh, he's got his sax in hand, and he's climbing a tree outside the property. How is he keeping 3 points of contact? Oh, he's jumped the fence. Oh, he's playing a song. Oh, he's done it. We'll get him next week. That sounded a bit like The Tide Is My Witness by Cautious Clay. Sorry about that, folks. That darn trespasser, although it was really nice sex. He doesn't respect the theme of the episode of the week at all. We'll stop him next time, promise. We're moving on to a track that I haven't heard because I like to surprise myself. Well, I've listened to the first 20 seconds. I was like, yeah, this counts. I also like it because it's called Vanessa, and I'm living with someone called Vanessa, who's awesome. She might be listening, and I'm not sure. Shout out to Vanessa if you are. Thank you for listening. But it's a... I don't know where in Canada these people are from. I'm pretty sure it's Quebec. But this is Vanessa by Two Stone, Two Skank. That was Vanessa by Two Tone Two Skank. Not against that one, that was pretty fun. All the lyrics are in French, which apparently helps them stand out from the predominantly English-speaking Montreal ska scene. We have sadly reached our final track, but I'm going to do a bit more talking before then. We're going to end on a Madness song. It's called Our House, which is also the name of the Madness musical that I performed in high school. Which was great fun, actually. I wasn't really a musical kid. I was surrounded by people that, some of them were a bit annoying, I'm sure you know the type. And some of them are lovely, just like any kind of person. But would sing like Hamilton and stuff. But it was fun being in the musical. They wanted me to play trumpet in the band, but they also needed someone on stage for one of the more minor roles. I think I remember doing the audition and not really knowing anything about musical theatre and everyone else picking a musical theatre song to sing. And I feel like I just did, I can't remember what I sung, but it was just like a normal song. And it was like fine and not really in my range. And they gave me a spot anyway out of pity, I think. But it was fun. It was a good laugh. And it was weird to have a musical themed around madness. But yeah, we'll be ending on that. But before then, whether you've been listening in your car or at home or at work, whether you're having lunch, about to have lunch, if you do, I hope it's delicious. I really hope you enjoyed the show. The theme this week was ska, two-tone ska specifically, from 1980s England. It's been a good show, I think. I hope you will listen in next week. I had something else to say that I've forgotten. Oh, just a final reminder that, well, that you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the show Horny Music, your host Stan. Tune in on Mondays at 11 for Seth's Album Club. It's a great listen. And yeah, thanks so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed, and we'll hopefully see you next week. This is Our House by Madness.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house,
it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
By the way, don't tune in next week for me. Tune in next week for a full day of accessibility-focused programming. We'll be back the week afterwards. Enjoy.
Nothing will come between us, two dreamers. Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house.